Without any further ado, I want to introduce to you a great singer-songwriter here from Kansas City. She's done house concerts with us with KC Cafe Radio, and we couldn't be more proud to have her leading off our evening tonight. Here is KC Rausch.
Thank you, thank you. Honored to have my dear sister friend Betsy Ellis here.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
We are not going to spend a whole lot of time chit-chatting because we want to keep on schedule and we have a short amount of time, so we're just going to get right to it. This song's called Alabama. Yeah. Tickled to death to be kicking this thing off and letting you out of town folks know what Kansas City is all about. This is how we do it around here, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to our town. This is a song that was inspired loosely by Miss Marilyn Monroe after my daughter recently got intrigued by her. And I first thought, oh man, really, Marilyn Monroe? That's not a great influence. But then, as my daughter usually does, she learned me a little something. We sat down and watched a couple documentaries, and I learned that Marilyn Monroe was one smart cookie. And the whole dumb blonde thing was just her shtick. But she wasn't as wise in the ways of love like many of us. This is called Crazy Heart. Love. She's a bat out of hell, crazy heart. under a spell, throws herself down a wishing well, and what she do next you just can't tell. And all the men around her now, foolish as can be, bending over backwards to get her on their knee. And they don't care how they look, silly as a children's book, but their red hot hearts start to cook when they think of her on their hook. She don't mind their goodwill, she got little time to kill, and they never know if the chance is shot till they end up on her block. Cause when it comes to love, she's a bat out of hell, crazy heart under a spell, throws herself down a wishing well, and what she do next you just can't tell. And the women too all gather round just to see her side of town, bending down on the knee just to see what they can see, and they wish they could have her look pretty as a picture book, but their jealous hearts start to cook, she's got their men on her hook. So she walks around all over town, swaying hips and flowing gowns, pretending like she don't frown, but I can see she's crying now. Cause when it comes to love, she's a bat out of hell, crazy heart under a spell, throws herself down a wishing well, and what she do next you just can't tell.
Don't worry, that's going to be in your head for the next long time. This morning at 3 when you're trying to go to sleep, maybe. Yeah.
Well, this next one is a song about my homeland, my birthland, the song of sweet Missouri, this land we're in now. And I'm a real proud Missourian. I am a native Kansas City gal, and I like to sing about the places I've been and the people I love. And I'm also real proud to say that beginning March 2nd, the first Sunday in March, I'll have a radio show on community radio, KKFI 90.1 FM, that will feature songwriters that have some connection to Kansas City. So with that, I'm glad to sing this song, Sweet Missouri. Thank you. Did I say the name of it? River Trade Radio. That's the name.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Here's Sweet Missouri. On a hillside in Missouri is where my heart stays. In the sweet grass with the cottonwood is where I time, the summer, even in the fall, but in the winter, you won't see me much at all. There's cornflowers and elderberries make sweet flower wine, plantain, chickweed, and all the dandelions. Dogwoods and the red buds that bloom in perfect time. And if you are like me, you love it and sweet. Sweet. Miss Betsy Ellis, y'all. We've got one more we're going to do. And there are a couple important things. I feel like they're important. I want to say real quick. One of them is that this young man on the front row here, I'm totally calling him out, he's my cousin. I'm very proud of him. He won the Folk Alliance / Money Wolf Music Young Songwriter Contest. And he's going to be playing. Did you get some kind of scholarship?
To come to the conference?
Oh, well, to come to the conference, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So he's here on behalf of Folk Alliance and Money Wolf Music, and he'll be playing in the Money Wolf Room 701 Saturday at 2:30.
Yeah.
And he's my cousin. He's my cousin. Little family pride, that's right. And speaking of family, I also play in Buttermilk Boys, which will be in this room at 11 o'clock tonight. And that's these two gentlemen here. One of them, the most handsome one, is my husband. And one of our best friends in the world, Mr. Scott Stanton. And I wrote this next song that we're about to play. It's a song about moonshining. We played the first legal moonshine distillery in the Ozarks, a little place called Copper Run. And we got a tour of the distillery, cool little place tucked back in the hills. And as we were driving home that evening, we started brainstorming about all the stories we just heard from the owner, and came up with about the first verse and some part of the chorus of this, and then I took it out and finished it off a couple months later, and it's called Moonshiner's Dream. I walked to the creek, bucket in hand, carried water across the land, the cool my granddad. He stayed behind to watch the fire breathe as the spirits rose up in a storm cloud of steam and drift back down in a moonshiner's dream. It's a moonshiner's dream. He said, take this jug into your grip. No, this secret is my gift. Pull the heart across your lips. Feel my soul in just one sip. The head into the ground, gave great thanks, and he made a sound as he flung the tail, let it drown. We won't drink that down. He said, now if you want my advice, if you want your dream to taste real nice, give a head tail and sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. He said, take this jug into your crib. No, this secret is my gift. Hold the heart across my lips. You feel my soul just say. Met my grandpa and his to the still, fill my jar. Knew my grandpa couldn't be far, but he gave his life for his heart. Gave his heart. And I took that jug from his grip, and I know
Roush, everybody.
Miss Betsy Ellis. Thank you, KC Cafe Radio.
Happy 4th!